The folk song Blow the Wind Southerly on the New Classical FM. The Agna Company cellist there was Sheku Kenny Mason from his hit album Elgar. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. The 23-year-old cellist is one of the rare classical musicians who barely needs introduction. But here we go anyway. He won the BBC Young Musician Competition in 2016. 2 years later, he was seen and heard by millions the world over in his beautiful performance at the wedding of Harry and Meghan. Since then, appearances and accolades keep coming, including his many recordings with Decca, including the one we just heard, which also features the work that he brings to the TSO this week, Elgar's stunning cello concerto in E minor. Joining me now to talk about Elgar and more is the man himself, Sheku Kenny Mason. Sheku, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've quickly become one of the most recognizable classical musicians in the world. How are you finding navigating the demands that such success brings?
It's really wonderful. I feel very lucky to have so many opportunities to perform, which is what I enjoy most, and to travel to so many wonderful places and meet some wonderful musicians. So the combination of all of those things makes me very happy.
Is it overwhelming at times?
Overwhelming? No, because I guess what I'm playing and what I'm doing is something that I really love and enjoy being really, really focused on. So it's not so overwhelming there.
Yeah, I was curious actually, just because I imagine that, you know, all of this activity and all these opportunities on the one hand must be confidence boosting. And on the other hand, there's some pressure. Are these balancing out or is one winning over the other?
I suppose there is a pressure to be constantly on stage and have that expectation. But for me, I find it very easy to focus on the piece of music that I'm playing and who I'm playing with and all of those things. That keeps my mind occupied enough such that there's not room for much else once I'm performing.
It's been 3 years now since your Decca album Elgar came out and stunned everyone by soaring into the UK's official album chart top 10, groundbreaking for a classical cellist. And I love being able to say hit album and Elgar in one sentence, by the way. What are your thoughts on what classical music has to offer, particularly to those who are new to it or haven't connected with it yet?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, particularly with great pieces like Elgar's cello concerto, I think it's music with an amazing emotional range. And I think in one piece of music to have that feeling of journey and emotional range, I think is incredibly, can be incredibly moving and incredibly satisfying. And I think the reward of giving this music, which, you know, needs a lot of focus and commitment from the player and from the listener, but the result of that can be something incredibly special. And I found that often with great pieces of classical music.
Yeah, I'd like to talk more about the concerto in a moment, but I wanted to ask you generally about, you know, the classical music culture. You know, as someone who's on the vanguard of the new generation, what's your perspective on the institutions around this music that you love? Do they need changing? If so, what would you like to see?
Yeah, I think there are some wonderfully exciting young classical musicians doing amazing things. And I'm really, excited to be part of that. I think that for me, one of the things that could change and have a genuine impact, and I've seen from doing things like that, is the venues in which classical music performed, or the range of venues, I think could be expanded. Of course, in top sort of concert halls, classical music sounds incredible. And I love that feeling of being in an iconic symphony concert hall, but also to play in other kinds of venues as well that are perhaps more intimate, and there's a different relationship between you and the audience. I think that is something that I think would have a positive impact on classical music, yeah.
Is there a particular favorite so far that stood out for you in an alternative venue sense?
There's this venue in London called Bold Tendencies, and it's in a converted, do you say car park?
Parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. So it used to be that, and then it's now converted into an arts venue, and they have concerts there, and it's a wonderful feeling. I mean, you have the sound of the train going by and the view of the City of London outside, and it's like a concrete concrete surrounding, but there's something very, very special about presenting classical music in that venue, and there's a different energy and a different focus.
Yeah, what kind of repertoire would you bring to a place like that?
I mean, I've done recitals that I would do in recital halls. I've also done some programs of mostly improvised music as well, and that works well. But they have concertos in there and lots of stuff.
Now back to the Elgar Concerto, which you're bringing to Toronto this week. And as I said, I do want to chat with more about specifically that work in a moment. But first, I actually want to talk about your recording, because when it came to putting this piece on the album, you couched it among a great deal of other music, and it has a very special arc, beginning with that beautiful unaccompanied performance we just heard of Blow the Wind Southerly. What was the thinking behind this?
Yeah, it was really fun to put this album together and have, of course, the Elgar Concerto as the central work. And then to record a collection of pieces, some written around a similar time to the Elgar Concerto, or some in a similar sort of emotional space. And then a lot of English, some English folk tunes, which I think, particularly in the first movement of the Elgar, have an influence on the way Elgar writes his.
Yeah, I did feel a spiritual connection there between that very first song and the Elgar.
Yeah, I think there's something very direct and personal about Elgar's music. And I think that's a very strong theme in English folk music. And so that's a wonderful connection.
Now to the famous cello concerto itself in E minor, which E could also be for elegiac. What draws you to this particular piece? And what is the journey of it like for you?
Yeah, it's incredibly and deeply emotional. I think what I find very, very special about this, of course, there are some more outwardly expressive moments, but for me, the most special moments are the really intimate ones. And I think it's that sort of intimate connection with the emotions that makes it very, 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 very special. And it's incredibly well written for the cello, of course. And so there's, it's a joy to play in that sense. But I think I think it's those really intimate moments that make it special.
The very opening is those three incredible chords. I'm wondering, what do you have going through your mind, or what it is that you want to get out in just that very, very opening?
Yeah, the opening is actually very tricky in many ways, because it's such a strong opening, but it has to be placed somehow in the context of the whole piece as well, and the journey of the whole piece. And there's like 20 different markings in the first four bars from Elgar. He's very, very detailed in what he marks in this score. And so to combine all of those things, it's quite a challenge. But I think it's one of the great openings of any piece of music.
Absolutely. So when you say that Elgar gives a lot of instructions at the beginning, what are the different things that he's looking for?
Well, he's very detailed in what he wants in the articulation, in terms of the rubato as well, and where it's noble mente, but then forte, not fortissimo, and all these kinds of very specific things which aren't random, of course, and when you really, really pay attention to not only what the markings are, but the reasons behind, or the potential reasons behind these markings, then the piece really makes a lot of sense and has a lot of detail. And I think there are some wonderful recordings and performances of this piece, but I think the best source, if one is coming to learn this piece of music or approach it, the best source is the score, and so I try to always focus on that.
I wanted to ask, because, you know, classical music being such a competitive field and an industry which in some ways is built on literal competition, and yet you've said that there shouldn't be a competitive element in the practice room. How do you manage to keep that at the door?
Yeah, it's true. I think that a practice room should be a space for really, really focusing on what's important and what's in the music, and just constantly challenging yourself to investigate. I think the danger with competition is comparison is actually not a helpful tool in getting deeper into a piece of music. And so, yeah, I think practice room is a wonderful space to explore and to focus and to develop a really strong relationship with the piece of music by yourself before taking it to an audience. And I love that.
I wonder if growing up in that household full of musicians in your family, did it help with you, help to practice that kind of separation?
It definitely, I loved being at home practicing, because having everyone else around me also doing the same thing made it much easier to be motivated to practice. And it's a very good reminder that I should be practicing when I hear someone else. And so that was useful as well.
It's a built-in conservatory.
Exactly.
Yeah, amazing. And with seven of you, I have to ask, so how did it work logistically in your house in terms of having space to each focus on your own music?
Yeah, I mean, with the pianists was more complicated, because they could only practice where the piano was. I could practice in my bedroom or in the bathroom or whatever, wherever I could find a corner. But for the pianists, they had a sort of rotation of time on the piano. And for me, I could just find mostly in my bedroom.
Oh, wow. Sheku Kenny Mason, we look so much forward to welcome you to Toronto. And thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you. It's a massive pleasure.
That was cellist Sheku Kenny Mason. He appears with the TSO this Friday and Saturday performing Edward Elgar's Cello Concerto in E minor. For tickets and information, go to tso.ca. And for just a taste of what will be in store, here is Sheku Kenny Mason's recording of the work, just the opening movement, with the London Symphony Orchestra.